and a prayer by Pastor Reinhold Niebuhr. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen.
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 So, I think it's me now, isn't it?
It is.
Morning, everybody. Sorry, I was a little bit late.
Morning.
Computer trouble and user error, no doubt. So, today we are going to continue with our sermon series from the Psalms, looking at our emotions. And this week we are to consider contentment or serenity. So, when do you feel content? When do you notice that momentary ability to live in the moment free from worry? Maybe when you've done a good bit of hoovering and your carpet isn't hiding under a blanket of dog hair. Is it when you've got a hole in one? Or perhaps when somebody else has cooked you a roast dinner and you are full up, but there's still a bit of room for rhubarb crumble. Or when you're having a Sunday afternoon lie down or listening to some beautiful music. Most of us are only content when things are going our way, when we have accomplished something, or when we are doing our wish list of relaxing things. We try and organise things and control people so that this can occur. And when we can't control people or organise things our way, we can experience discomfort, unease, or even anxiety and depression. And I am the last person to say that people should snap out of such conditions. Life can present us with problems. We get over one and think things are okay, then another appears. That's what the psalm is about. David, as you might remember from previous Sundays, was in a bit of a pickle. Well, a huge vat of Branston, to be well and truly honest. He was on the run for his life. And we have seen in our series that he talks through stuff with God on a regular basis. And as Andy described last week, he sometimes got his desire for revenge off his chest in these godly heart-to-hearts, expressing and revealing all his strong, scary emotions helped him to feel less extreme. But I don't think that made him feel content. It takes a lot to feel content in the midst of troubles. It feels impossible, doesn't it? I've had a lot of stuff happen to me in my life, in the past and in the present. My response has been to behave like a right control freak. You might have seen that clever clog's office sign that says, "Your lack of planning does not make it my emergency." That isn't true, though, when it's your kids. Or somebody dying of drink and drugs who you have to phone an ambulance for. But lately, I've been coming to the understanding that I can't control everything. I can't control it when people behave in a stupid, selfish, spiteful, or even violent way. And sometimes my self-control doesn't work very well either. I have got into bother by things that I have said, which I would better have kept to myself. So how else can I have a regular feeling that things are at least okay when I can't control things? David gives us a pointer or two from his psalm. Remember David's heartfelt belief about God. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall never be shaken. We learn in many places in the Bible, and later from Jesus' own character and actions, that God is good and that God never changes. God is love. God has a plan. God is working everything out. And God will provide a happy ending for us all in God's time. It didn't feel like God has got this a lot of the time for David. In the psalm again, he sets out his complaints against fellow human beings and the way things worked back then. It doesn't feel like God has got this today either. The systems of power, greed, false religion, dominance, violence and discrimination in this world are heartrending. It's not much fun if you're a black person, always turned down for jobs because of your colour or your accent or just your foreign sounding name. It's devastating if you work in a country with no minimum wage and can't feed your children. For those with poor housing, or those whose backgrounds and childhood trauma have set them on a course of behaviour to end up in jail. David's world needed a makeover. Our world does too, perhaps even more than his. But David recognised that whatever his present distress, he could depend on God. After having a good old moan about the state of the world, he repeats his trust in God again. On God rests my deliverance and my honour. My mighty rock, my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Remembering this and reminding ourselves and each other when we face hard times can be helpful. But being some sort of Pollyanna who naively overlooks the world's troubles, plasters a smile on and pretends it will be okay because that's what we're supposed to feel and act like, has not been satisfying for me. And that isn't what David was showing us either, in my view. Like I said, it really isn't easy having contentment in the middle of troubles. We need to work on our mindset regularly. It takes a lot of maturing and development. I think we have to do three things. See, I'm being a proper Anglican, Andy. Firstly, like David does, we need to regularly remind ourselves of the happy ending that God promises. Secondly, we must communicate with God. Tell God our feelings and listen to God's advice. Lastly, we must act to follow God's advice. One of my favourite theologians, Richard Rohr, set up the action at the centre for action for contemplation. I'll read that paragraph again. One of my favourite theologians, Richard Rohr, set up the centre for contemplation and action. When pressed by activists and by introverts alike to say which was more important, action or contemplation, Richard explained that the word "and" was the most important. We all tend to go to extremes in life with our right and wrong, our black and white, and our either or. But most of the time, both and is necessary. The secret of David's contentment lies in both and. Hanging out with God and taking action to grow himself and challenge injustice and evil. It lies in accepting both that we are not in control and the world is a mess, and playing our little part as God asks, whilst trusting God for the outcome. This is something we have to do over and over again until it becomes a habit. Fortunately, I have been blessed over the last 18 years to have been in active recovery from addiction to alcohol. I have learned about the Serenity Prayer, which has helped me make these three things a daily habit. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. The first of those stanzas is about learning to surrender to God and not be a control freak. The second is about acting to change circumstances where we can, like giving a poor man a sandwich or protecting a woman from a beating. But most of the change we can actually do is to our own thinking and internal life through prayer and study. The last stanza is about needing God's discernment to know when to butt out, to mind our own business, leaving the outcome to God. But usually, we see only the shortened part of the Serenity Prayer, and the full prayer is not usually read. The last part of the Serenity Prayer shows the benefit of applying the Serenity Prayer. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. So I will spend more time with God. I will ask for God's help not to be a control freak. I will ask for courage and wisdom to work on myself continually and to challenge others or systems only as led by God. That way, like David, I hope to have more serenity day by day. How about you?
Thank you, Louisa. Let's take a moment just to